speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, the 8th of February, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I've got a story about big pharma, pharmaceuticals, how it affected my family yesterday. And I'll tell you about that later in the show. But we're going to start with planes, trains, and autocrats. Yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or as I call her, Occasional Cortex. But I think I'm going to have to change that name because it appears that she's not even occasionally using her cortex. As one article put it, meet the secret weapon for the Republicans in 2020. Yeah, these Democrats want to be America's Socialist Party. And let's understand, she is the most visible of these people. But pretty much everybody that is running for president has bought into this platform. And I'm going to show you how other politicians that aren't even running for president, maybe Cuomo will run for president, who knows. But he's bought into this big agenda. I've been telling you about this for years. We're going to go back and replay some of the greatest hits of the last 3 to 6 years here, that the Democrats have been pushing this green agenda to basically take away all of your freedoms. Yeah, as she got finished with solving all of our problems and making us green and socialist yesterday, she moved on to another topic towards the end of the day. She said that the U.S. is native land for all Latinos. So anybody that's not Latino, you don't have a stake here. You just need to get out. Make reparations to these people. Step aside. They're coming in. She says, we have to have respect for the right of human mobility. Human mobility. Ah, but not if the humans are already inside America. Not if you already live in America. Not if you want to go somewhere in America. I mean, her plan, by the way, we'll talk about the universal basic income plan. That's been coming on for a long time as well. That is socialism in a nutshell, folks, making everybody dependent on them for every single thing. And if you go down this list, that is what she said, taking things that you currently have the freedom, and this is what they don't like, the responsibility for. So you have to take responsibility for your job, or you can beg the government to give you a government handout job, or if you don't want to work, you can just get government hand you the money. Just forget the job thing. But along with freedom comes responsibility. And if you don't want that responsibility, you're not going to have the freedom. And when she talks about human mobility, everything in this plan is to basically lock you down. And to do it, interestingly enough, within 10 years, where did she come up with this idea? You know, quite frankly, these are not her ideas that she's selling. These ideas are already being implemented in Europe. In France, for example, Macron tried to do it. And guess what? You try to do that here, Democrats, and you're going to see all of us grabbing our yellow vests. But here, we've got rifles, too. There will be a revolution. If you try to take away our homes and put us in public housing, you try to take away our transportation and put us in public housing, there's going to be a revolution here. You take away our private businesses and jobs and have everybody become serfs on the plantation being run by the likes of Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. I'm glad that she's picked this up. But folks, these are not her ideas. That's the key thing that you have to understand. She is just the spokesman for these ideas right now. And this is something that's been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, tying in with this, and we'll get to this as soon as we come back, it's already been tried. You know, one of the things we always tell people as libertarians, Tanstoffel, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Well, Panera has proved it in spades. Panera Bread, they had a pay-what-you-want socialist restaurant. They didn't try to compete by providing cheap food. They just said, no, you come in. You know, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. Who has said that? Yeah, Panera went full Mao and then they went out of business.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, February the 8th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I was gone yesterday, and I'll talk about that later in the program. Our brief brush with death based on a big pharmaceutical, not me. But I'll tell you who was involved and what happened with it. I'll give you a warning, and I'm going to name some names in terms of drugs involved here. So you'll want to hear what this is about. And I've had pharmaceuticals affect the lives of people I love in a major way in the past. My parents, my wife yesterday. Of course, there's an article just came out talking about how, this Roundup stuff and lawn care treatment and things like that, glyphosate and stuff, seems to be giving a unique form of leukemia to dogs. That happened, and I've talked about this multiple times on this show. We had a dog that died 35 years ago, and at the time they were talking about that. And guess what? It's just put out again. You know, it's almost like they post this stuff. Almost like you put up an obituary. Oh, you know what? We got this thing that's been killing you for 35 years, and we just put it on the back of the paper, like an official notification of somebody that died. And, you know, if you don't do anything about it, you lose your rights. It's just kind of the official revelation of method that they do from time to time, the soft kill products that they have for us. We'll get to that, but I've got to start with this socialism thing. There's an article on Drudge Report about Pat Buchanan. He said, Trump might have a winning combination to talk about socialism and abortion. Well, whether or not that's a winning issue, it is the center of the fight. Those things right now are the center of the fight. And quite frankly, President Trump needs to deliver on the thing that got him elected 2 years ago, and that is border protection. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is on all of those issues all at once. And she's out there saying, after all of this nonsense about the Green New Deal, which I find interesting, they abbreviate it GND. Now, as an electrical engineer, when I see GND, that's usually abbreviation for ground. And that's basically what they're going to, that's why I tweeted out yesterday. I said, that's a good acronym because you will be grounded. You can forget about planes, trains, and automobiles. We got planes, trains, and autocrats who are going to take away your public transportation. While she says, all humans have a right to mobility. Human mobility is, we have to respect the right of human mobility as she moves to shut down all transportation, unless she controls it. Because that's the essence of socialism. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's surprising that she didn't come from Venezuela, wouldn't you think? I mean, she's from Puerto Rico, but boy, I tell you what, she got her ideas from Venezuela. Maybe it was Bernie Sanders who had an effect on her. Bernie Sandernista. He was down there with the Nicaraguan communists, and he bought into all that stuff. Never woke up. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, hey, we've tried this free market stuff for 40 years. You wouldn't know a free market if you saw it. We have not tried. We have failed to try a free market. They have tried to demonize capitalism. They blame the NSA stuff. They're starting to label, instead of saying, government is the problem, they want us to talk about surveillance capitalism. Well, there is an element of capitalism in that for sure, but it is crony capitalism. It's really fascism. It is the merger of government with big corporations. But they want to call it surveillance capitalism because, you know, it makes capitalism look bad. You know, that's, they want to try to demonize capitalism because everybody knows what socialism is about. And what I see when I see this Green New Deal is not just grounding us in terms of transportation. No, this is part of the UN Agenda 2030. As I've said many times, I've been saying this for years, that is just the veneer that is there. And I'm not the only one who said it. I forget who said it was watermelon environmentalism. It's got a thin veneer of green on the outside, but on the inside, it's all red. And again, red as in communist and socialist. That's another one of the tricks that the establishment media played on you a few years ago. As they're getting ready to roll out communism and socialism big time in America, they got all the Republicans to identify as being red. I tell you what, they absolutely have an amazing and uncanny ability to be able to seize the high ground when it comes to terms and labels, don't they? Oh, yes, we're red now. There you go. There's green environmentalism. I call it environmentalism. Because that's really what it is. But there's another aspect of this, folks, that harkens to another article that I have here somewhere in my stack. I'll get it in a minute. We're going to talk about it later. Here it is, right here on this side of the desk. North Carolina, right where I was from, right there in the Raleigh-Cary area of North Carolina, they censored a painting of China's President Xi. The guy who wants to be the new Chairman Mao. And again, he has put himself out there. He's trying to build another cult. I've talked about that many times. Establishing himself as absolute dictator as he rolls in all of this high-tech technology to have total surveillance way, way, way beyond anything that George Orwell imagined. Way beyond that in technical capability. And he sees himself as the new Mao. And he's got writings out there. He demands that people read his writings. He's demanding that when people have weddings that they read selected things from President Xi, just like in the past they would have read from Chairman Mao. If you have a Christian church where you put up a crucifix inside the church building, of course they're tearing the church buildings down pretty rapidly now. But let's just assume that they tolerate that because you are, for the moment, statist enough, kowtowing to the Chinese dictator. Well, if you put up a crucifix, Jesus on the cross, you got to put on the left and the right-hand side Mao and President Xi. Now, perhaps since President Xi has not read the Bible, he may not realize that just how scriptural that is because Jesus was crucified between two thieves. And that's what you've got. That's what the Christian pastors need to tell their, tell their flock. Yeah, there's Jesus and he's between two thieves, Mao and Xi. But, in North Carolina, they just censored some paintings by Chinese artists. This is how sad this is. They said that they had unacceptable political content. See, it's not just the Silicon censors. The Silicon Valley surveillance that's happening. It's everywhere. Everywhere. They said this was inconsistent with the work that was shown to us. And what was it that was so offensive to them? I tweeted this out this morning. A picture of Xi. And he is standing on the shoulders of Chairman Mao. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, certainly he wants to be seen as a new Mao. And standing on the shoulders, I would think that he would be happy with that. Problem is that as he's standing on the shoulders of Chairman Mao, Mao is up to his neck in human skulls. Because that's what happened with the Cultural Revolution. That's the real truth, folks. There is more truth in that picture, encapsulated in that picture. I could talk for 30 minutes about the truth that is encapsulated in that picture. And that's why in North Carolina, in my neck of the woods, they shut that down. Censored that. Can't have that. Another picture that they took out was a big hand reaching over the globe. And the globe was centered so that you could see China there. And China, unlike the rest of the countries, was totally blacked out. So you see the outline of China blacked out and a giant hand reaching over it. Very, very effective. The third painting that they took out was a portrait of Xi splattered with gray paint. Now, they said, we took this down because these are paintings that you did not tell us when you applied for this. She said, well, I applied over a year ago. All three of these paintings were done in the last year. As a matter of fact, in case you don't understand the symbolism of the portrait of Xi splattered with gray paint, she recalled that a female activist was condemned to compulsory psychiatric treatment because she splashed ink last July on Xi. So she does a painting of that, and North Carolina says that's too controversial.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth. One of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
thing.
Welcome back. You know, I don't know if you'd be allowed to have a horse with no name under the Green New Deal. Because, you know, horses fart. You can't have that. It's kind of a greenhouse gas, right? And if they want to get rid of cow farts, I would suggest they get rid of Ocasio Cortez. Because she and her ilk are a bunch of farting cows that we've elected to Congress. I want to talk about the cultural revolution that she's putting forward here, folks. I was talking in the last segment about the censorship of political art in North Carolina. And it wasn't even somebody criticizing the Democrat Party. That I would understand, because the Democrat Party is sacrosanct there. The people that run these art museums and all the different public institutions. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting article on Zero Hedge today, and it was entitled Walmart Nation. And what they did was they looked at the biggest employer in every state. And it turns out the biggest employer in most of the states is Walmart. And so you see this massive block of states where the biggest employer is Walmart. However, North Carolina, throughout the entire South and Southwest, there's only one state throughout the South and Southwest where the biggest employer was not Walmart, and that was North Carolina. You know what the biggest employer in North Carolina is? The University of North Carolina system. Yeah, the educational system. That, folks, is the secret weapon of the left, the educational system that they own. And if we continue to fund these college, that's one of the reasons why they want to make college free for everybody. It is the most effective mind control technology that they've come up with. And they are able to steer these kids, constantly talking to them about junk science and socialism. All they need is a government school system and a little bit of time. And they will have their cultural revolution. We may look at it and say that is just revolting, but they will have their revolution with the younger generation. That has always been the case. That has always been the case. That goes back to Plato's Republic. In Plato's Republic, you want to have free orgies and sex and no families. Kind of like today, isn't it? The brave new world that's being offered to us. And he said, we don't want the kids to even know who their parents are. They will be raised by the state, and that will make them loyal to us. They will see us as their provider, their protector, their parent. And those are the people that AOC is talking to. They already see the government as their parent, their protector, their provider. You want transportation? We'll provide it. You want income? We'll provide that. Job, in case you want to do something? Yeah, you can work for me, the government. And that is what we're going to have. We're going to have a cultural revolution. I just want you to remember, as we look at one of those very offensive pictures, because it had offensive because there was so much truth in it. The cultural revolution of Mao. Again, that picture, pull it up, guys. That they banned in North Carolina because it had a picture of the current little dictator in China, Xi, standing on the shoulders of Mao, and Mao has human skulls up to his neck. Tens of millions of people died in Mao's Cultural Revolution. He decided that it was too bourgeois for these intellectuals. We don't want scientists, engineers, educated people. You need to get out there and work in the fields. And how is that different than the Green New Deal? Oh, we got green fields we're going to be working in. And you're going to be working for them. And it is a program of austerity. Don't be lulled into complacency by the fact that we have this idiot out there selling it for us. We can be grateful that she's there. But she is just right now the spokesperson for something that has been thought out, planned, and implemented for decades. She says, oh, yeah, we've tried this for 40 years. No, what they've tried for 40 years is brainwashing children about environmentalism. When they first started with Earth Day, 1970, it was all about a new ice age that was coming on us, right? And then they flipped the script, and nobody noticed. Oh, yeah, now it's global warming. But always, always, whether it is global warming or global cooling, what is the solution to all of it? More government control and population reduction. It's not enough for them to reduce you. They've got to control you. They've got to reduce your numbers. Because if they don't reduce your numbers, you're going to be too hard to control even with their technology. Just look at what's happening in France right now. So going back to North Carolina, going back to this censorship that they did, they said, she told the artist, Wing, told Radio Free Asia in an interview. She said, the organizer made a point of asking me about the hidden meaning of those three paintings on January the 18th. But I received an email from a town official of Kerry on January the 22nd telling me to move them. He said he personally liked the paintings very much and he wanted to protect free speech. Oh, we all love free speech and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, don't we, here in America? Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think Twitter loves it. I don't think that Facebook loves it. I don't think Google loves it. I don't think Microsoft and their NewsGuard love it. I don't think they like free speech. They have a funny way of showing it, don't they? Free speech for me, but not for thee. That's what their motto should be. They are going to push their free speech on you, and they will purge everybody else that they don't agree with. So this guy contacts this Chinese artist and says, well, I like your paintings. I really like them, and I just love free speech, and I want to protect it. But that government departments have to take all views into account. They got to be fair. See, Cary, the little town of Cary, North Carolina, which we used to call a center, a concentrated area for relocated Yankees, because that's what it was. But, you know, this little town of Cary has to take all views into account, and they have to stand up for the all-powerful Chinese president. And I look at that and I say, what has he got on you guys? Is it maybe that university system there in North Carolina that is so powerful? You know, that area there, Cary had, when I was living there, the highest concentration of PhDs in the country, per capita. Because they had set up, the Democrat governor there had set up something called Research Triangle Park. That's where I moved to work. It was between three cities that had three universities. You have NC State in Raleigh, which is where Cary is. You have University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and you have Duke University in Durham. So they decided that they would create a research area that was centered on those three universities because the university system is the biggest employer in the state of North Carolina. What a convenient thing there. And maybe they've got some contracts with the Chinese. These research companies, these high-tech companies. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Or maybe the university's pulling in tons of foreign Chinese students. Because that's a big part of it as well. Universities are big factors in our open borders. That's one that we have talked about, but not as much as the Koch brothers. But they're just as much part of that economically. We'll be right back.
Listen, I'm just going to tell listeners something right now. I think our best products are Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level that no other company got, nobody else did. Because everybody else, they put in a little bit of product and then they do a bunch of advertising and promote it. The turmeric in this is 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that bright yellow school bus color. That's what you're looking for. It's got it. Find out about Body's today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best fish oil out there. We have Honor Roll for kids. This concentrated little bitty caplets, gel caplets. We also have for adults the Ultimate Krill Oil that is so pure, so good. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil as well. All three of those, everybody. Energy for healthy life, for brain, for heart. These are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have our newest, Turbo Force, for folks in the military or doctors or our long-haul truck drivers or airline pilots or whatever. This is the cleanest burning, wide-spectrum, nootropic energy, beyond energy drink. Super strong, super healthy, super amazing. Turbo Force, I believe, is going to become our number one best-selling product. You need to try Turbo Force today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a look at occasional cortexes, cultural revolution plans. That's what the Green New Deal is, folks. Let's just call it what it is. It is a cultural revolution, like Chairman Mao. And that's why I'm focusing on what happened in that little corner of North Carolina, not too far from Mount Pilot, over there by Pilot Mountain. Yeah, that's, you know, they got the Mayberry example there, but we've gone a long way, haven't we? You know, Darren did some great clips, Darren McBreen, of how far we have come from the America that was represented by the Andy Griffith Show, where he lectures, where Sheriff Andy Taylor lectures his son over illegally recording somebody and trying to use that. That's not the America we are today, unfortunately. And when we look at what's going on with us and the censorship that's being done on behalf of the Chinese government by this little town of Cary, North Carolina, at an art exhibit. And let me give you this timeline again. This woman, her name is Wing. She had started the process about a year ago. She'd shown them some pictures. And then when it's time for the art exhibit to start. They look at this and they say middle of January, they said, wait a minute, you've got 3 paintings here that are political criticism of President Xi. You need to explain that to me, citizen. And then 5 days later, they removed them from the exhibit. And she said, well, they said these were not in the original portfolio that you showed us. And he said, well, you know, I did those within the last year. Because in the last year, what have we had when we look at those three pictures? We've had President Xi enshrine himself as the new Mao, and that's what one of the pictures was. He's standing on the shoulders of Chairman Mao, and Mao is up to his neck in skulls from that Cultural Revolution. And then there's another picture of the hand reaching out as China goes black. Oh, that might be referencing the social credit scores and the massive biometric surveillance of the Chinese people and the Orwellian pronouncements by the government. If you do what we like, you can do any, the world is your oyster, but you're not going to take a step if we don't like what you're doing. And then a third picture, which had paint splattered on a portrait of President Xi, because in the last year, all of those things have happened. They very boldly proclaimed their biometric surveillance tyranny, shutting down free speech, establishing a new communist cult of personality there. And the paint example, again, was a female activist, Dong Xiaoquang, if I'm pronouncing that, I'm probably murdering that, but apologies. But it's a female activist who was protesting human rights abuses by the Chinese authoritarian government, and she was arrested. And the way she protested it was she threw paint on a picture of Xi. And so that's what this artist did. She put a picture of Xi up with paint on it to reference that. What did they do to the woman who actually threw the paint on Xi in China? They arrested her and made her go through, listen to this, compulsory psychiatric treatment. Oh, just like Stalin. They would arrest the dissidents and put them in insane asylums and say, you must be crazy because you're criticizing the government. And now our government is talking about doing the same thing, isn't it? In many cases. Oh, you must be crazy if you're an American dissident and you criticize the American government. And to show solidarity with China, they removed these paintings. And as she was doing interviews, one individual who talked about this is a guy who was a veteran of the Tiananmen Square protests in 1989. He has now escaped to America. Ah, but now America is becoming China, isn't it? And he said that she's going to continue to face censorship in the United States. And he also said Beijing is behind it. He knows. He knows. And we know, as I pointed out before, the biggest employer in North Carolina is the university system. And we've had a lot of articles lately talking about how the Chinese are inserting Chinese foreign students into the university system as spies and so forth. But the university doesn't care. They want that tuition from foreign students. And they would love to have the Bernie plan or the AOC plan, where there's free tuition. Everybody goes to school and gets the same brainwashing that they want to give everyone. They he said that she's using her art as a form of protest against Xi, and said that Chinese power, he said, extends into every corner of the earth. Yes, even now into little Mayberry RFD, formerly Mayberry RFD. What would Gomer say? I think he'd say, golly, we've been taken over by the Chinese. Talk about Red Dawn. They did it by stealth, a little bit at a time, haven't they? Taken over North Carolina, right there, the Chinese government. Absolutely amazing and despicable. And she asked the question, you know, that's what he said. He said, well, you know that they're behind it. And she asked that question to them when they removed it. They said, well, you know, we're all about free speech. We love free speech and we love art. Art, you know, oh, we can't, you know, you can't censor art in this country. I mean, you know, if you got a crucifix that you put in a vat of urine, oh, well, you know, we can't censor that. As a matter of fact, we need to subsidize that. But, you know, you put something up there that shows the truth about the Chinese Communist Party, and they've got business interests here. Can't have that. He said, well, you know, because we are run by the government here, the Democrats, there in North Carolina, we have to take all views into account. And so the artist said, I asked him to make it clear exactly who was being harmed by these paintings. They were protesting President Xi. Well, that's a rhetorical question, isn't it? The real question is, why are these Democrats in North Carolina held captive by President Xi? That's the real question, folks. That's the real question. Absolutely amazing. So let's take a look. Let's go do a John Hughes inspection into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because, you know, she referenced the Breakfast Club when she was dancing through the halls. Look at this. Look at this. I am leader of the world now. She's an example of the wisdom of not putting young people, elevating them in, through an organization too quickly. They don't have the roots for it. You know, we were warned about that by Jesus in terms of Christian churches. You know, you get, let somebody get some roots down before you put them in a position, or they're going to get lifted up with pride and with hubris. Yeah, they might look something like Alexandria, don't you think? But she was, you know, all about the Breakfast Club, dancing in the halls, and now she's got her Planes, Trains, and Autocrats. You know, that was another John Hughes movie, talking about the nightmare. It's a comedy about the nightmare trying to get cross country when, the transportation system isn't working like you want it to work around the Thanksgiving holiday. But of course, it was also the Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ben Stein has something to say about Alexandria Occasional Cortex. We're going to get to that on the other side of this. We'll give you his take on this. But just as we look at this, one other story that is kind of an aside to this. Panera's Pay What You Want. They actually set up a socialist restaurant. And as MRC TV says, how many examples do you need to understand that socialism doesn't work? How about just one more? They're going to shut down the last one of these experiments. They called it Panera Cares. They care. They feel your hunger pains, don't they? It's kind of like Bill Clinton. So they create a socialist system where they offer meals at a suggested price, but, you know, from each according to his needs and from each according to his ability to pay. And a lot of people said, well, you know what? I don't think I'll do that. I'll think I'll just go for the free lunch. Well, there is no such thing as a free lunch. And that's why this didn't happen again. So they're closing that down. They could have offered cheap food, but they chose not to go that route.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
Hey, this may be the new theme song for AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She don't know much about any of those things. Don't know much about engineering, doesn't know much about transportation, doesn't know anything about history, but she knows how to run your life, and she's determined to do it. Of course, we could also use, I guess, Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. Yeah, that's what you're going to be if her plan goes through. You're going to be under her thumb, or under the thumb of somebody like Pelosi. You know, when we look at what's going on in terms of free lunch and so forth, one of the things that Panera Bread said in their very honest assessment of this as they close the last one of these Panera Cares restaurants, you know, we're not going to charge you for it. Here's your food. What do you think that's worth? Here's a suggested price, but you don't have to pay that. You know, it's Mao is on the menu. So is Marx. And people wonder why somebody took a hammer to Karl Marx's tombstone. Maybe they don't know much about history, do they? Or economics, or philosophy, or tyranny. But we do. It was long overdue that somebody took a hammer to that piece of crap that's now decaying but still controlling this world. As I said, they had determined that what they were doing was an unsustainable business model. Yeah, socialism is unsustainable. And what AOC offered us yesterday is also an unsustainable model. And part of it was universal basic income, UBI. I would suggest that maybe what we should start calling that is unsustainable bureaucratic impoverishment. It's not universal basic income. That's what it is. It's unsustainable bureaucratic impoverishment. Or let's just short it up and call it what it is, socialism. There you go. Yeah, successful socialist countries, he's holding up the card, and there are none. There are none. Yeah, Sweden just hasn't run out of the previous generation's money yet. For all of you saying, but Sweden. Yeah, take a look at Sweden. I've talked about how their vaunted free healthcare system is failing now, especially with the migrants coming in. But they're running out of the previous generation's money. Just like Margaret Thatcher said, so you're going to run out of other people's money. Well, that includes the people who made Sweden prosperous in the first place. They've been living off of that legacy, standing on the shoulders of those people, just like President Xi standing on the shoulders of that mass murderer, Chairman Mao. But they're having to train people, pregnant women, the few people that are still having babies in Sweden, for example. I guess they decide, well, there's not that many. We can just not have to worry about setting up hospitals where somebody can get there in time. They're having to shut down so many different hospitals and places where they could even get a midwife, not even a full hospital, that what they're doing is giving people classes on how to deliver the baby in the car, because you're going to have so far to drive in Sweden before you can get somewhere where there's going to be a doctor or even a midwife to help you, that you're probably going to have to deliver the baby in the car. So, you know, that's how you cope with it in socialist countries. Yeah. And that's not the only example I could get if we had more time. But I want to get on to what Occasional Cortex did. But again, Panera has now given us yet another example that there is no such thing as a free lunch. It is an unsustainable business model, and socialism is unsustainable bureaucratic impoverishment of everyone. Yeah, there's no such thing as a free lunch, folks. And there will be no such thing as free speech if you allow the plans of the Silicon censors, who are really working, as we'll talk later in the show, and talked about this before, really working for the Pentagon. Pentagon is bragging, hey, we got to step up this propaganda. You know what we did to Tulsi Gabbard last week? That wasn't enough. We got to do more of that. And we got to shut down InfoWars off all social media. Remember, they're talking about this back in 2017. This is coming ultimately from the military-industrial complex. The same people, Republicans and Democrats, who want to keep our forever war in Afghanistan going. And they want a forever war in Syria and other places. Don't want to shut any of that stuff down. That's really where it's coming from. But they don't want free speech. They don't want anybody pushing back against it. And that's one of the things that was so sad to see, is the left was applauding the social media deplatforming of InfoWars. All these idiots on the left. Yeah, I don't like InfoWars. They're great. Well, guess what? A lot of them got the axe 2 months later when 800 media sites. What'd they have in common? Oh, well, they didn't follow the government official narrative on foreign involvement with wars, for example, or the police state or the surveillance state. And they got not just conservatives, you know, because they don't like conservatives because they don't follow the globalist plan in general. But they got libertarians and they got leftists who don't like the military-industrial complex or the police state-industrial complex. Total surveillance. They took them down 2 months later. Then they took down 10,000 Twitter accounts on the order of the Democrat Party just before the election. And they said, we got another 90,000 that they're going to be rolling out. And they wonder why Twitter stock fell. They wonder why only 39% of the people check Twitter once a day. Well, you know, it's because they don't do any notification anymore. I used to get stuff pushed to me all the time by Twitter. It was actually a bit too much, a bit annoying, saying, oh, so-and-so just tweeted this, or this person tweeted this, or maybe you want to follow this person. Now all they do, instead of notifications, they do suspensions, like they did to Rob Dew. It's okay to criticize the president. It's okay to criticize the police, for example. But if you push back against the critics, if you criticize the critics, you get suspended, depending on the politics, of course. Right? It's kind of like, who watches the watchers? Who criticizes the critics? Well, not you. Not you if you are the wrong political party. That's the new rule of free speech in this country. Nobody is watching the watchers. And if you are a Democrat critic, you can criticize anybody about anything. And you can be as vile, as obnoxious, and as bullying as you want to be. But you better not even modestly push back as a conservative and criticize those critics, or they'll take you off. Folks, if you want free speech to continue, there is no free lunch, just like Panera found. We do offer you goods that keep that will keep free speech alive here at InfoWars. And that's a very key thing. They came after us first for a reason. We were one of the key things that happened to Hillary Clinton, and we're glad about that. And if you want to keep us going, there is no free lunch. But we do have some deep discounts on some great natural products. You know, I tell you what, after what happened yesterday, and I'll get into that later in this program, it makes me so spitting mad to hear some of these robotic shills clamoring for us to be taken down and say, oh, look, you know, Alex Jones just sells snake oil. And it's like, no, we're selling natural products that have no adverse side effects. The people who are selling literal snake venom, not snake oil, are the big pharmaceutical companies. These people never criticize them. They're the ones who are paying for Fox News and CNN. That's blood money, folks. That's blood money. That's the real, it's not snake oil, it's snake venom. But if you want some stuff that won't harm you, you want to fight, you know, my mother had a major stroke from an antibiotic. It's on the list. You know, you go down there, you look at it, you look at the, well, possible side effects of different things. Sometimes you don't think it's going to be the 10th thing down or the 50th thing down on the list. But yeah, they put those things there for a reason. And she had a massive debilitating stroke from an antibiotic. Now, you're not going to get that from NanoSilver. That's what we sell. You want to make sure that you got a cut or something. You want to put NanoSilver on. That's what they do at the burn units. They have silver gel. Well, we sell silver gel. We have Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. We also have Immune Gargle Spray. Those two together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's something that is great and natural. Ultimate Bone Broth. It's an upgrade to our original formula. Lot of nutrients, super nutrients, and Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. Let food be your medicine, folks, not harmful pharmaceuticals. And if you want to try something that'll help you to focus and to think, my favorite supplement that we've had is Brain Force Plus. You know, I haven't tried Turbo Force. I'm going to have to get some of that and try it. But we do have a combo pack where you can get Brain Force Plus, 50% off, along with Turbo Force. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we had another segment go through, and I didn't get to the Ben Stein comments about Alexandria Occasional Cortex. But we will get to that, and that will be coming up in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Please, engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the clowns on the left. One of them, this is an article from Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson picked up the back and forth between C.J. Pearson, who is a young black man and 16 years old, but wide awake, very articulate. And he had something to say about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the woman sitting next to her. Oh, and she took umbrage to that. You don't know me? Do you know who I am? We've all seen the videos, right, where the police pull over some local functionary or government official. Do you know who I am? How dare you? I'm a celebrity or I'm a government official or whatever. Well, this is Nydia Velasquez. Frankly, I follow politics pretty closely. I didn't know who she was. But she sends back to C.J. Pearson. She says, I'm not, quote, the woman sitting next to her. AOC and I, and millions like us, are the future of this country, and you are right to be afraid of us. But you should learn my name. Well, we've now learned her name. We've now learned her name. I actually had to look her up. I had to look her up on Wikipedia. She has been a congresswoman since 1993. Obviously not having much of an effect. 25 years in Congress, I had no idea who she was. Never seen her before. She has done nothing other than probably make herself wealthy. She was the first Puerto Rican congresswoman. Perhaps that is why she takes so much umbrage to the fact that this up-and-comer, AOC, is getting all the attention. Nobody knows that. It's like, what? What? Shit, they know her, and I'm just that woman sitting next to her? I was the first woman from Puerto Rico to be elected to Congress, from New York City, of course. Where else? And they don't know who I am? You better learn my name. You better fear me. You better fear me. See, that's the spirit that I was talking about. That's why I said we do need to fear these people, because they are the faces of a new cultural revolution that will be just as devastating in America as it was to the people in Mao's cultural revolution. Because it doesn't include just austerity programs in terms of taking away our ability to live as we wish, to travel and to move about as we wish. No, she even wants to go in and take away our meat. But ultimately, folks, they want to take away our country. These people are bringing foreign cultures, foreign ideas, globalist plans to confine us all to mega cities by 2030. You know, it was the Agenda 21. It comes from the UN. Just like the transfer and movement of people. When they talk about a right to mobility, they're not talking about your right to be able to take a plane, train, or automobile, or even to ride a horse, or to eat a cow. You're not going to have any of those freedoms. They will decide. And she has decided that you haven't made the right choices for the last 40 years. So she's going to make those choices for you. Yes, you should be very afraid of them. Now, Pearson came back, and you can see the article from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars. He came back and said, I'm sorry, Congresswoman, but as real Donald Trump said, referring to the Twitter handle of President Trump, as President Trump said, socialism will not be the future of this country. And Nydia, nothing about you nor AOC scares me. It's your policies that jeopardize the stability of our nation and the future of my generation. That's what scares me. And as Watson comments, he said, this is particularly ominous and unsavory following the demonization campaign against the Covington High School students. As Dan Calabrese pointed out, once she had realized it should more or less threaten a black teenager on Twitter, she either A, called the emergency crisis management session of her staff, or B, shrugged and figured that the media would cover up for her and there was nothing to worry about. That's probably B, because minorities and minors don't get any deference from mainstream media if they are conservative. Absolutely right. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have Ben Stein chime in on AOC.
By leaps and by by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I said in the last hour, Occasional Cortex was all about the Breakfast Club. She's doing the Breakfast Club dance because she is a celebrity. She is not cerebral. And I think I'm going to have to rethink that handle of Occasional Cortex, because I think she's not even occasionally using her cortex. I think it is atrophying from disuse. But she began dancing in the halls as she, you know, we're here, we've arrived. Look at me. I'm king of the world, or queen of the world, from Queens. And so she had the Breakfast Club stuff. Now, she has given us her Planes, Trains, and Autocrats speech yesterday. And let's go to a third John Hughes film, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because we got Ben Stein commenting on AOC. But just to remind you, he was an economics professor, and he actually played one on TV, actually in the movies, that famous scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he's trying to explain to disinterested students like AOC, trying to explain to them something about economics and history that they don't know much about. Here's a clip from that movie.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone, Great Depression, passed the, anyone, a tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone?
All right, you get the idea. And, of course, the person in the class could easily be, don't we have a cartoon from Ben Garrison of Occasional Cortex sitting in class, sleeping? Well, we got one of him. Yeah, there it is. Now, that's the cartoon that comes into play now, because, you know, Ben Stein went on and talked about this plan yesterday. Let's let you hear a little bit about AOC and get Ben Stein's reaction to it. This is what Neil Cavuto had him on his program. Here's AOC and Ben Stein, the guy you just heard there, trying to lecture some young, disinterested students who don't know much about history, don't know much about economy, trying to lecture them. And this is AOC yesterday and Ben Stein's comment.
Is an investment. You know, for every $1 that we spend on infrastructure, we get a return on that investment. For every $1 that we spend on tax cuts, we get less than a dollar back. And so this is about making smart investments, and this is about making investments that actually generate returns.
Oh, really?
To the Capitalist Code author, Ben Stein. Ben, good to have you. What do you make of that?
I make of it the fact that we listen to her is just amazing. The fact that we pay attention to things she says is just amazing. I mean, she doesn't know her ass from her elbow about investments and the return on investments. Why do we even listen to her? I mean, she's charming and she's very good looking, but why do we even listen to her?
Well, she speaks for a passionate wing of the party, right?
She speaks for a passionate wing of the party who also don't know very much about investments. I mean, what she's really looking for here is
a new way of controlling the country. Where is their investment set?
Anyone in the Democratic Party know anything about economic history?
You've been crying about over the decades.
That's a very, very good question. Our investment savvy has disappeared as well. Unfortunately, we don't have many people with much investment savvy, except in Omaha, Nebraska. We have somebody with a lot of investment savvy. But look, we have a situation here where Warren Buffett, the Green New Deal is yet another way to control the American people. All these ways of socialist thinking are ways to control the American people and to take away their freedom to choose, their freedom to do what they want to do with their lives. Socialism is about maintaining government control over people. A Green New Deal would add another dimension to that and add a dimension of environmentalism to how we control people. There's just too much talk in the Democratic Party about controlling people and not letting people live their own lives and do what they want to do with their own lives. This country is founded on the beliefs in freedom and the fact that we will prosper and grow, and people will be happier if they have a control of their own lives and don't have a bureaucrat controlling their lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just another level of control. The green aspect of this, of course, provides the rationalization for government control, and not government control at the local level. It is government control at the global level. You have to have a global problem to bring in global government, and you have to have a global tax to pay for that global government. And the green environmentalism, the Green New Deal, checks all of those lists. That's why they have been pushing this for so long, in spite of the fact that they've had to do an embarrassing U-turn was it global cooling, global warming? Let's just call it climate change and tax people. And when she talks about investments, for every $1 we spend on infrastructure, we get that return on investment. Do we really? Has the government been spending any money on infrastructure? I'm sorry, I didn't notice that anywhere in America. I thought our bridges and roads were crumbling. I thought our roads weren't even being repaired, let alone being expanded. You know, we have houses that are being built. Why? Because we have people paying for their own houses. We don't have roads being built. And as Elon Musk summed it up, we have three-dimensional cities. You know, you keep building the cities, the buildings keep getting higher and higher and higher, don't they? Because they can't grow out. But we don't have our roads getting higher. Our roads remain two-dimensional, flat. And even though we keep packing more and more people into the city, we now can't move in the city because they won't create an infrastructure. When they do create infrastructure, let me tell you, what they're doing here in Austin is a perfect example. Every road project, and they've got road projects, all of Austin is torn up with road projects. And they're all toll roads. They're not going to build anything that isn't going to be for the benefit of big government and big corporations working together. They will tear up the roads and leave them in a state of construction, creating massive traffic jams for decades. And then the only thing that you'll get out of the end of it is more toll lanes that'll be put, and nobody rides in the toll lanes. I certainly won't. I refuse to ride in those things as a matter of principle. I think what we need to do with those toll roads, quite frankly, is what they're doing in France. Burn them down. They're burning down the toll roads. They're burning down the speed cameras, all those types of things. It's not just the fuel. They're getting tired of this predatory government that preys on people and shuts down our movement, because that's part of freedom. And so when she talks about this, you know, when they talk about investments and paying money to them, they're talking about things like toll roads. They're talking about things like congestion fees. These are things that are already being applied in Europe, and now you've got, in New York, you've got the same thing being put out there. Oh, yeah, we've got to have congestion fees. It's either going to be congestion fees or I'm going to raise the prices on the subway. These people are paying more to ride the subway than I'm paying in gas for my car on a commute. And I got a long commute. I don't want to live in Austin, so it takes me a while to get away from the place every day. And I'm not paying as much in gas as these people are paying for their little subway tokens. And he's going to go up 30% on that. It's absolutely amazing. This is what they do when they get control of you. They're going to put on toll roads. They're going to put on congestion fees. They're going to put on parking fines. They're going to add consumption taxes to everything except for electric vehicles. That they will subsidize, along with things, failed schemes like Solyndra, and that Ponzi scheme that Terry McAuliffe, former governor of Virginia, the adopted son, I should say, of the Clintons, the thing that he got involved in. Yeah, those things, they'll be fine with that. Just look at Elon Musk's Giga factory, number two. They got $850 million worth of subsidy, and they had an employee say, yeah, you know, when they brought the press around, they had us all, they told us, look busy. We had nothing to do. We're typically sitting there doing nothing until the press comes by. And then we all get busy and put on a show for them. And they get $850 million, nearly $1 billion subsidy for that. But the stuff that people want to have, the free stuff, oh, we're not making the right choices for the last 40 years. AOC's going to choose that for us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just heard that starting car. I love to have that as the signature sound of my show because I know that it gets these people like AOC so upset. They want to ban all internal combustion engines. Let's make no doubt about that. And now she has come out and she actually went there. She actually said it. It's one of these moments, like, you know, the Democrats for the longest time, we know that they want to get rid of the Second Amendment. And then they started saying it. They actually said it. They actually admitted it. They denied it all. Oh, no. I support the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Second Amendment. It's part of that. I'm not trying to take your... No. Let's take all the guns. Turn them all in, Mr. and Mrs. America. And they've become quite bold about that. They've become quite bold about getting rid of the First Amendment as well. And now she came out and she let the unicorn fart out of the bag, I guess we could say. She told people, yeah, you know, I want to get rid of all cars and all airplanes as well. And nuclear power plant, you know, anything that's going to give you guys energy, you're going to go back to the Stone Age. Third world solutions from our Puerto Rican congresswoman. Thank you. Thank you very much. You think that U.S. is native land for all Latinos. There should be no border. You're going to take the country from us, and you're going to impose austerity on us and socialism. I'm being redundant here. But what do they want to give us? Well, as Daily Mail summed it up, the Green New Deal calls for all electric cars. No more airplanes. And no farting cows. That's right. You're not even going to have any meat. Not even going to have meat. And you know what? You want to get rid of farting cows? Get the likes of Lydia Velasquez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi. Get them out of Congress, and that will eliminate all the problems we have with farting cows. Because, you know, they wear too much makeup. It guarantees people will have free money. Free housing, free education, and if you want it, it's not necessary, but if you want it, you can have a free job as long as you work for the government. Yeah. You get on the plantation, they'll give you something to do, you know, keep you busy in case you don't like what Netflix is streaming. Yeah. Free money, all this stuff. But you know what you won't have? You won't have freedom. And that's what I've said. You know, we look at this immigration situation. These people coming here, they're not refugees. They're coming here for an economic advantage. More than, two-thirds of them are going on welfare. They have a dream. Free education at your expense. And so you can get rid of your American dream of having a home because your home taxes are going to pay for all the new schools and the number of people that are coming across on a regular basis. If you look at the average size of a school here in Texas, if they were all coming into Texas, and it certainly seems like they are, but they aren't. They're going into California and a lot of other places. But if the caravans, the daily caravans that are coming across. And again, you know, we get a lot of press when it's 1,000 people or 2,000 people or 10,000 people massing together, defying our borders, defying our laws, defying us to do anything about it. That gets a lot of publicity. But the reality is that for quite some time, we've had a number of people equivalent to a caravan coming across the border on a daily basis. And that's just the people they know about, the people that they catch, that they intercept, and then put into our judicial system, which does nothing at all about it either. The people that they don't know anything about, it's a much greater number. But if we just take the number of people that they know about, the caravan per day that's coming across, we would have to build, in terms of schools, we'd have to build a new school every 3 days here in Texas. To educate these people. It's going to take a lot of property taxes to do that. You're not going to be able to afford that house or even that apartment that's the size that it is right now. And you're not going to be able to afford meat. They're coming here for free stuff, not for freedom. That's the difference between what's happening now and the Ellis Island experience. People who came here through Ellis Island, yeah, they got put in quarantine. They had to pass a health inspection. They were coming here because they liked the freedom of America. We didn't have a welfare system to pull people in. They weren't coming here to get on the welfare system. They were coming here because they wanted the freedom to succeed. That's the difference between Ellis Island and what's going on now. And so she wants to put everybody in trains. Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, planes and trains and autocrats. Those autocrats, they can make the trains run on time, can't they? You just may not like the destination. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're going to turn our cities into gulags into prison camps. We have no freedom, no upward mobility in terms of economic, social mobility, and no physical mobility either. And you're not going to have much in terms of free housing. You know, when we look at this, as one person said, okay, so we're going to get rid of all the houses and businesses and buildings. And we're going to tear down everything and build it from the ground up so we can do it green, like she said. Are they going to somehow change their permitting process? Because it's pretty hard to get them to permit things, isn't it? I mean, we're going to have a big bottleneck. And if they build all these houses at the same speed that they build the toll roads, because again, the toll roads are the only part of our infrastructure that is expanding, just the tolls. If they build the new houses and the new buildings at the same rate of speed that they're building the infrastructure, we're not going to have a place to live. Good example of this, by the way. And I tweeted about it when it came out. I don't know if you ever watched Top Gear or Grand Tour now. Jeremy Clarkson, I tweeted about it. I said, that's a great program. Everybody needs to see that first episode of this year's season of Grand Tour because they go to Detroit. And I had some people send some angry replies to me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Libertarian. But they replied and said, that traitor, Clarkson, because he hates Brexit. He really does hate Brexit. The funny thing is that Jeremy Clarkson hates political correctness. He doesn't seem to like socialism. He loves cars, and they want to eliminate cars. But yet he hates Brexit. So we'll keep supporting him until he wakes up, maybe. But one of the things that they did was they went to Detroit for the entire episode. You really should see this and see Detroit, what it looks like. It's absolutely amazing. They took three examples of American muscle cars. Took a Dodge Charger, a Ford Mustang, and a Camaro, Chevy Camaro. And they were driving them through the empty, dilapidated streets of Detroit to show just how far the Motor City had fallen. Now, they didn't say it's because of Democrat politics, but it is. It's because of Democrat politics and socialism. And you want to know how these people are going to take care of you, these people who have so much compassion for you like AOC? In Detroit, the police just wiped out homeless camps. They wiped out two makeshift camping spots for homeless people this week, leaving them shivering and without their belongings or even a dry place to sleep. There's some clips of what they were doing. The streets were very empty there in Detroit, so they could go anywhere they wanted to. And as a matter of fact, when I talked about that, I had a lot of people there in the Detroit area said, oh, here's what it really looks like. They stayed out of the really dangerous areas, and they were doing this stuff during the daytime, said this is what Detroit really looks like, and they put up some really horrific clips. But what happened this week, as they are facing a very cold winter, police seized sleeping bags, tents, coats, hats, shoes, gloves, anything that they could find in an underground area where the homeless people were taking shelter. And when they came back and they said, what are you doing? The police were defiant. They said, well, it was unsanitary and they're attracting rats and we're going to move these homeless people out of there. They could go to shelters if they wanted. A 66-year-old man said what they did was totally wrong. Some people decided to stay. Some homeless people don't want to stay in the shelters because they are dangerous, and it is the most impoverished big city in the nation. More than 1,000 homeless people. That's what the
globalists know, that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, while the city sleeps, men are scheming new ways to kill us. And not just men, socialist women in Congress, as we saw yesterday. You think that they're going to take care of you? George Washington said, government is not compassion, it is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. It is force. And she wants to force her utopian plan on you. And just remember those people, those homeless people that they just rounded up and jostled off. Said, you're going to go to the homeless shelter. Homeless shelters are dangerous. I don't want to be there. They won't even allow the homeless people to opt out of their system. They'll go in and steal their gloves, their clothes, their beds in the cold. Leave them out there in the cold. Take anything they can from them. Tents, coats, hats, sleeping bags, anything. And say, well, you need to follow our orders. You aren't doing it the way we want it done. We don't like you out here. You go live in a homeless shelter. If you don't like it, I'm going to take all your stuff. That is essentially what she's doing. It's what we've seen in every socialist country. It's what we've seen in China with the Cultural Revolution. They've got a cultural revolution they want for us as well. Said, yeah, we're even going to guarantee jobs, or actually, yeah, you can have a job, but you don't really need it. We'll give you the money anyway, if you're not willing to work. Well, how'd that pan out for Panera Bread? Well, it didn't pan out. Panera said, oh, we care. We're so compassionate. You know, the other thing that George Washington said, he said, government is none of those. It's not reason, eloquence. You know, they're not going to try to persuade you. That's what happens in a free market. People try to persuade you. Now, they might lie to you, you know, like the Washington Post, New York Times. You know, but they're still trying to persuade you. You have to watch out for that. But nevertheless, you know, they're going to try to persuade you, but not the government. And it doesn't have any compassion. It's simply about force. And George Washington said it's like fire. It's like a fire. You know, fire can serve you. It can be used to warm your house. Oh, no, not if AOC has anything to say about it. No, you're not going to use that fire to warm your house. You're not going to use it to power anything. And, of course, we're talking about a standard of living, and we're talking about life expectancy when we talk about cheap energy. Well, all you people in Africa, said Barack Obama as he's talking to people in Africa, say, you can't have air conditioning. Y'all can't have that. We got it. Y'all can't have it. We'd burn the planet down. Well, that's basically what they're saying to the middle class in America. It's the 1% of the 1%. They will have their flying cars. They will have roads set aside for them where they can drive their multi-million dollar hypercars, or their flying cars will be going various places. But not you. No, y'all can't have that. Y'all have that. Why? We might burn the planet down. All that wealth, that has to be with us. And there's too many of you, by the way. And we're going to stop you from having those farting cows. We're going to let you have beans and rice. How about that? You like that? That's good for you. Yeah, that's really what you should be eating. So what is Ocasio-Cortez telling people? Well, it's kind of difficult. You know, it's yesterday was interesting. It's kind of a tale of two idiots, if you will. Or in this particular case, one idiot and two interviews. One interview in the morning with NPR and another one in the afternoon on MSNBC with Chuck Todd. So here's what she had to say in these two interviews, less than 12 hours apart. Here's first what she had to say on NPR. Well, let's run video clip number 4.
40 years, we tried to let the private sector take care of it. They said, we got this. We can do this. The forces of the market are going to force us to innovate, except for the fact that there's a little thing in economics called externalities. And what that means is that a corporation can dump pollution in the river and they don't have to pay for it, and taxpayers have to pay for cleaning up our air, cleaning up our water, and saving the planet. And so we've already been paying the costs, except we have not been getting any of the benefit. And so what we're here to say.
Seriously, that's her argument? There's this little thing called externalities. In other words, they don't have to shoulder the full cost of what's going on. They dump it out there and it's pollution, then we got to pay to clean it up. No, what these externalities really are is the crony capitalism that we've already seen from both the Republicans and Democrats giving massive subsidies to companies like Solyndra or Terry McAuliffe's little scam, or Elon Musk's bigger scams. They subsidize that. Because the free market doesn't want it. Even with all of the subsidies on electric cars, less than 1% of the people are buying them. And she doesn't like that. She said, well, we tried the free market. You guys didn't do what we wanted. Even when we paid you, you wouldn't buy an electric car. So we're going to force you to buy electric cars now. How's that? You're not making the right decisions, so I'll make all the decisions for you. Yeah, there's this little thing we've got here in America, AOC, that maybe they didn't have in Puerto Rico. But it's called liberty. And it's called private property. And a lot of this stuff has been made possible. Our standard of living has been made possible by cheap energy. And we're going to keep energy plentiful and cheap. I spent a lot of time after the State of the Union on Wednesday. I talked a great deal about socialism because that is the key thing. And it was great because President Trump threw this out there, talked a great deal about it. That is a key issue. Now, Bernie Sanders didn't take the bait. Bernie Sanders sat there red-faced and biting his lips and, you know, you could see the angst on his face. But AOC took the bait. And within a little more than a day, she's out there filling the environment with hot air. And we're going to take a look at some of the stuff here. So that's what she says to NPR. And the host there, Steve Inskeep, says, well, what you're talking about would necessitate massive government intervention. And she says, oh, yes, it does. It does. But then later on, she says just the opposite when she goes on MSNBC with Chuck Todd. Here's what she said later on in the day.
So there's a couple of things. One is that I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what we're trying to do is, well, obviously it's not that, because what we're trying to do is release the investments from the federal government to mobilize those resources across the country. So how do we get there? It can come across a wide range of things. It could be Tennessee Valley Authority style public programs, but it could also be public-private partnerships. It can work down on a
public-private
municipal
level.
There could be some potential contracting involved. So it's not as though the federal government's going to wave a wand and say, we're going to do it all ourselves.
Public-private partnership. When somebody starts talking about that, take the safety off of your gun, because you're going to be needing to use that pretty soon. Public-private partnerships are nothing more than an alliteration of crony capitalism, but with P's instead of C's. When they talk about a public-private partnership, that means that you're going to have big government teaming up with big corporations. Oh, we know how that works out, don't we? Haven't we seen that with social media? That a public-private partnership to give a monopoly to Facebook and Google and to these social media companies like Twitter, and then, you know, they had investments in them, and they're getting their investment paid back richly now. You know, Facebook is even kicking money back to the Atlantic Council that helped to establish them, a NATO organization. They're kicking money back to them now. So, yeah, they're getting their investment back, and they created this new infrastructure of tyranny, didn't they? And this is going to be the same type of thing. So in the first interview, in the morning, she tells NPR, Steve Inskeep, she says, he says, well, that's going to require massive government intervention. She says, yes, yes, it does. It does. Yes, it does. Yes. Then by the afternoon, she says, oh, no, they mischaracterized this by saying it's going to be some kind of massive government takeover. Oh, we're obviously not trying to do that. We're trying to release investments from the federal government to mobilize them. Private public partnerships. Yeah, they're going to invest in electric cars and Solyndra and things like that while they ban coal production, because coal production works. It gives us cheap energy. It gives us energy independence. It gives us independence from the government. They don't like that. Yeah. Investments and expenditures. Yeah, right.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Tale of two idiots, or just one idiot, two different interviews the same day. Oh, it's not massive government. Oh, yeah, yeah, massive government takeover. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Oh, no, that's the way the right is spinning it, is a massive government takeover. No, 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 we're going to call it an investment. Investment. Remember when they characterize tax cuts are expenditures, right? And they don't like those kind of expenditures. Those might be investments that we make in the private sector when they say, we're going to let you make some decisions yourself about how you're going to spend your money and let you have the power to start your own business or whatever, to save money for your future. No, 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 no. They don't. Those are expenditures because all the money in their mind already belongs to them. And it's there for them to dole it out to you like children on allowance. So if you cut taxes, Democrats will always call that expenditures. Remember, when President Trump was cutting the taxes that have created the vast economic resurgence here in this country, you had Bernie Sanders and people of his ilk, like AOC, wasn't there at the time, but she was saying similar things, and all these people, these progressives said, oh, well, they're looting. That's what Bernie said. They're looting the treasury. They're looting the treasury. They're giving this money to people. Well, it's not your money to start with, Bernie. See, that's the problem. They think it's their money. Everything, all your stuff belong to us, they say. No, it doesn't. It doesn't belong to you. It isn't yours to hand out to us. But they already think that they own everything. And quite frankly, folks, if we let them do it, in their mind, that's the way they see America. Everything belongs to them. We are merely slaves on the Washington plantation. And if we buy into that mentality and don't resist it, we will be literally slaves. They will make that dream of theirs, that fantasy of theirs, that dystopian idea of theirs. They will make that come true. And so let's take a look at some of the things that that she's actually proposing there, of course. So here's a checklist the Federalist put up. 10 most insane requirements of the Green New Deal. Again, GND is how they abbreviate it, because you will be grounded. Grounded. Go to your room, your micro apartment. Your 200 square feet, you know, that's going to be a big one. Go to your 200 square foot apartment, or maybe it's just going to be like a sewer drainage tube that they turn in and call that an apartment. Go there and set there because you're grounded. You're not going to have any mobility. So they're going to ban affordable energy, eliminate all fossil fuel energy production. Not only oil, but also natural gas, one of the cheapest sources of energy in America. One of the reasons that the U.S. has been able to lead the world in carbon emissions reduction. And quite frankly, it's very clearly aimed at America. We've got more proven energy resources than anybody does. We've got more coal than Saudi Arabia has oil. And even back in the late 1970s, when New York, when Time and U.S. World and News Report were putting out, I'm sorry, not U.S. News, but it was Newsweek. Newsweek and Time. I've got the magazines. I've saved them. I knew when I saw them that it was going to be a laughing stock joke. I had no idea I would be on the radio and television to show people the magazines, but they were running Time and Newsweek were running magazines saying, that's it. There's only so much oil in the ground. You know, they were selling us the fossil fuel nonsense of peak oil. Well, we know that's not true. So now they got to come up with another excuse to try to take away cheap energy. But at that time, they're saying, we're going to run out of all this oil in the ground. And they had projections said, we'll be out of petroleum by the mid-1980s, a little bit longer, but later 1980s, we'll be out of natural gas. But even by those projections, they said, we'll have 500 years at least of coal. That's why they went after coal first, because they got to get rid of energy that gives us independence from the government. That's what they can't have. Yeah, we could just basically call her Green New Deal a declaration of dependence, because that's what this is about. They want to eliminate nuclear energy. See, they don't want any forms of energy. Eliminate nuclear energy. Got to get rid of that. Want to eliminate 99% of the cars. Every combustion engine vehicle. And again, let's understand that their electric cars are still combustion engines. they are external combustion engines. The energy that is going to make those cars run is still going to be generated unless you just shut everything down and go full on cultural revolution like Mao. Just take everybody back to the Stone Age. You're not going to be able to build enough wind farms. You can't cover the United States in windmills. And even if you did, you wouldn't be able to get a steady state power system that would work on the grid. You know, wind power and solar power, that's fine. If you want to be off the grid and work on your own independent house, you can now get the kind of energy storage for that. But you don't have, there's no technology that's going to store the energy for a grid system. And that's one of the reasons that this hasn't gone further, because they want to have a centralized energy grid to control you. They want to gut and rebuild every building in America, every home, every factory, every apartment building. We'll need their entire heating and cooling systems ripped out and replaced with, as he points out, whatever technology the Democrats are going to invent in their committee hearings, because they're not engineers. These are not just emperors without clothes. They're engineers without any plans. They're trying to engineer our economy and our energy usage and our infrastructure. And they're not engineers. They haven't the slightest clue. And they don't care. They don't care. House. Get a free house. Don't know how that's going to work when they're going to gut and rebuild every building. But yes, going to have a free house too. Going to have that free education. Papa gonna buy you all diamond ring too. Eliminate air travel. That is one that even got some of the Democrats, awake. That got people's attention, because people have been kind of getting fed all this stuff. Well, yeah, they're gonna take our cars, but you know, I guess we'll still have electric cars, right? No. They're gonna take your planes too. Take your planes too. When air travel stops becoming necessary, is what she said. California's got a high-speed boondoggle that is already $100 billion in debt. They don't really have too good of a track record on building and operating train systems. Just take a look at Amtrak, operating on billions of dollars of deficits every year. Oh, can the government run anything right? As I said before, I don't even know that the socialists in America can make the trains run on time. I mean, Hitler did. You don't like the destination that he's going to take you to, and you're not going to like the destination these people take you to either. But they can't even make the trains run on time. A government-guaranteed job. And if you don't want that government-guaranteed job, you get your free money. If you're unwilling to work, the rest of us will have your back, just like Panera Bread. And then, of course, banning meat and the farting cows. Yeah, you're going to have a beans and rice diet. Forget about the Mediterranean diet. You're going to get that third world diet. Yeah, there's all these heart doctors trying to sell me on a Mediterranean diet. It's like, I kind of like the keto diet. but we're going to have beans and rice. It's going to be full third world. Nancy Pelosi is not having much of this. She's kind of distancing herself from this. As that gives you a clue that this is not too well thought out. She says, well, it'll be one of several or maybe many suggestions that we receive. I think she's upset that AOC gave away the entire plan all at once. They're supposed to feed this, the boiling frogs analogy. They're supposed to feed this to us a little bit at a time to make it palatable, right? But she just put all this stuff out all at once. We're going to take your cars. We're going to take your planes. We're going to take your meat. But don't worry, we'll give you free houses and we'll give you free jobs and we'll give you free money and free education and all this other stuff. Pelosi's comments, reports Zero Hedge, come after the 29-year-old was excluded from the new Select Committee on the Climate Crisis. There is no climate crisis. She is, nevertheless, occasional cortex, is rolling out the Green New Deal with one of the usual suspects. I'm going to lay this guy out for you. I'm going to flay him alive in the next segment. Now, Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. And we're going to go back and take a look at Ed Markey when he was a lying, shilling congressman. And he was out there trying to tell us that fine particulate matter is going to kill everybody, and it's killing more people than cancer does. At the same time, our beloved EPA, EPA, the government is going to help us, right? We had a story on InfoWars. They are the largest polluter, and they were experimenting on people at the same time he was saying exhaust would kill people. Putting that exhaust, giving that to people who had respiratory and heart issues to start with. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We'll be right back. to offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I've been talking about the Cultural Revolution that was unleashed on everybody yesterday from Occasional Cortex. But as Pat Buchanan said, that President Trump may have hit on a winning formula for 2020. He goes, what states are out there that want to sign on to abortion on demand right up to the day of birth and a soak-the-rich socialism? Because we all know how that turns out. As I pointed out, the origins of the income tax. The income tax was only a tax on the very, very, very rich. Because only they had income. Income being defined as money from investments and royalties and that sort of thing. It did not include wages. Wages were added in the Second World War. That was the first time they began taxing wages. And we know what happened after that. But it was just going to be a tax on the rich, soak the rich. And yet those things always seem to have a habit of sliding downhill, just like the other excrement that we get out of Washington. And so Pat Buchanan says, yeah, it looks like Trump might have found a winning formula for 2020. He is still going to have to deliver on the winning formula for 2016, which was to protect the border. I think he will do something. I think he's waiting after he did the State of the Union. He said, you got 10 days to do something. Hopefully he is going to finally do what was in his power from day one, and that is declare a state of emergency, use the military to actually defend America's borders, to actually build a wall, just like they can go into a country without a declaration of war like Syria. They can go into Syria. They can build a dozen military bases. They can build four airfields. They can do it without any congressional authorization for money. They can do it without the knowledge of Congress. They can do it without the knowledge of the American public. But don't you try doing that on your own border to try to protect America. No, we're not going to let you do that. Well, he needs to go ahead and do that. And he needs to also do what Andrew Jackson and the founders of this country said to Supreme Court. Well, you made your decided your opinion, given us your opinion. Let's see you enforce it. You have no way to enforce that. He needs to stop kowtowing to every single federal judge. Every single federal judge apparently now has a blackball process. You got one judge doesn't like your policy, even when that has been expressly delegated to the executive branch. We don't care. No, no. Any federal judge anywhere can blackball a particular policy. They said, nope, I'm saying no. And then President just goes back to the White House with his tail between his legs, and he's not the first one. They've all been doing this for a very long time, and we need to stop that. That'd be one of the most important things President Trump could do. I'll tell you, you know, it's not just abortion. There was a new vaccine bill that was introduced in Arizona. And as part of this vaccine bill here, coming from KVOA. It would require health professionals who administer vaccines to provide parents with a benefit risk analysis of the vaccine and of the ingredients in the vaccine. Yeah, let's talk about that insert that they don't want you to see. Let's talk about the risks and benefits, because there isn't anything that's 100% safe or 100% dangerous, 100% threat. They want to try to do that. And we've seen over this last week, we have seen multiple articles just from Texas alone talking about how we got too much freedom here in Texas about vaccines. You can't have that. I mean, look, we got hot spots of vaccine resistance right here in Austin. And then 2 days later, we got another article just like it coming out of San Antonio. Now, oh, look, we got, 5 or 6 cases of measles. It's time for a worldwide quarantine now. We got to lock those homeschoolers and those people who actually read the ingredient list. We got to lock them away. Can't have that. It's something my generation, we all got measles. And the risk involved with that versus the risks involved with the vaccines is the real issue. And that's something you should decide.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost,
The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, I just mentioned briefly at the top of the hour, talking about vaccines. As many people are saying, has Trump found a winning formula for 2020? Look at how he focused on socialism. Look at how he focused on abortion in the State of the Union. And I think that is very important for him to focus on those issues. And they should not just be political footballs. We need to really do something about it. But I think that there is also another winning issue there, vaccines. President Trump knows about that. He is suspicious about the adverse effects of vaccines. And he ought to release that information. And he ought to make it public that we gave immunity only to the vaccine manufacturers, and that is legal immunity. That's the only immunity going around here besides the herd mentality. It isn't herd immunity. No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the crew is just telling me that his kids just had the measles over the Christmas holidays. So they were outside. They're playing around. Had a few little red spots. It was basically it. And I said, yeah, that's the way it was when I grew up. Everybody in my generation get these childhood diseases like measles and chicken pox and mumps. And we were told then, you want to get it now, you want to get it over with because you don't want this as an adult. And that's the real issue that they hype with all this stuff, is that people are not getting real immunity. And then later on, they catch the disease, and then it's very serious if you are older and you don't have immunity because you took these vaccines. That's the real issue. You know, it's kind of interesting. One of the books that I was listening to reading over the period of time that I was sick was the one about the first conspiracy, the plot to kill George Washington. And interestingly enough, it's funny how history doesn't change. The people who were behind the plot to kill the president were the governor of New York and the mayor of New York City. The more things change, the more they remain the same. But one of the things that happened in this, as we were talking about the lead up to the assassination plot, the first year or so of the war, one of the things that happened was they had an outbreak of smallpox. And that's a very serious disease. And they had a fledgling vaccine that at the time that really wasn't very effective. It was very dangerous. A lot of people were dying from the vaccine. It was a live vaccine. And what the British did was they engaged in biological warfare. They gave that vaccine to individuals inside New York City, and then they unleashed them, hoping that they would spread the disease throughout New York and to Washington's army. And Washington was very concerned about that. He was like, what are we going to do? We're going to have to separate the army, quarantine people, you know, especially what do we do? You know, they were saying, what do we do about George Washington himself? Because he was the icon that was really holding the army together at the time. And the interesting thing was that George Washington had traveled with his older brother Lawrence, who had essentially become his surrogate father. After his father died when he was 11 years old, Lawrence took him under his wing and was about a decade older than him. And before Lawrence died of tuberculosis, he took George with him somewhere in the Bahamas. I forget now which island it was. But there was a smallpox epidemic there. And George got sick with smallpox, and he came through it, okay. And then he had real immunity. And so when this smallpox epidemic was hitting, George Washington had real immunity. And he was actually tending to some of the soldiers. And he was, helping to set up hospitals and so forth, like treating centers and so forth for those who were sick. It added to the feeling that people had that George Washington was handpicked by God and immune from having anything happen to him, because he'd already been through a lot of situations in the French and Indian War where there were people who were directly targeting him. They shot at him, tried to shoot him. They singled him out. After the war, they said, we were focused on you and I couldn't hit you. And he had bullet holes all through his jacket, and so there was this feeling that he was being protected by God, and it certainly helped when he had immunities to smallpox. God's providence was all over George Washington, the founding of this country. But there are people now who are trying to turn us into China, not just with the social credit scores and the never-ending control of information and speech and spying on us, but they also want a cultural revolution where they will do to this economy the same thing that Mao did to the Chinese people, killed tens of millions of people. All that stuff here in the 1950s, people are starving in China. Well, the reason they were starving in China was because of socialism, because of communism. And again, let's talk about the difference between socialism and communism. Hitler is where we want to go for that explanation. He was very clear about it. Hitler called himself a socialist. National socialists. Stalin, on the other hand, they were international socialists, but they were also socialists. So the people we call communists, the Russians, the Reds, they were socialists. The Nazis were socialists. They were all authoritarians. Now, the difference between the two of them was that Hitler appealed to nationalism to get power. And Stalin appealed to the International Brotherhood of Man to get power. They'll use any rationale to get power. The people that we have in Washington today, they're using Save the Planet to get power. But they're all the same. They all want to control every aspect of your life. And they all decide that if you don't make the decisions that they want, they will make those decisions for you. But every decision that they make is going to be something to take away your liberty, your choice, to put you under their thumb. Got to get that as a bumper tune. Because that's what these people are about, putting you under their thumb. When we look at what is happening here, you think that these people are going to take care of you? We have an article from InfoWars yesterday, spot on. Remember the 2015 mining disaster that polluted the Animas River? Remember that? Remember that? You think the EPA is going to protect you? They don't care. They are building empires. That's what the EPA is about. They're building empires. I remember the 2015 Amos River spill in which the EPA-led contractor spilled 3 million gallons of toxic waste into a Colorado River from a gold mine that had been inactive since 1920. And if you remember, we covered that story. There was an engineer, mining engineer, who in the paper said what they are doing, and this was a couple of months before they actually did it, he said what they are doing is going to cause that mine to explode and contaminate the Animas River. And he even went so far as to give us a conspiracy theory, saying that I think that this is so obviously incompetent that anybody who knows mining would not be doing this. So I'm thinking that they're doing this in order to create a Superfund problem to give them more power over our area. And I think he was exactly right. I don't think it was incompetence. I think it was malevolence that was at work there. The EPA refused to pay claims of the Animas River after they created that disaster, after they were warned, after they ignored that, and did it anyway because they wanted to have a control of the area. They refused to pay claims totaling $1.2 billion for the spill. They claimed sovereign immunity. Ah, that's the real issue, isn't it? And, of course, AOC, Occasional Cortex, says, we have these things called externalities, and, companies or private individuals, they can pollute and then we have to pay to clean it up. No, it's exactly the opposite. They destroy a gold mine, and then they claim sovereign immunity and they won't pay anybody. They wouldn't pay the state governments anything. They wouldn't give the local people any compensation. They wouldn't give the tribal governments. Yeah, it was Indian land as well that it went through. Nobody got anything from them. They said, we'll pay $4.5 million. It was $1.2 billion worth of damage. And they rejected other claims about that. And then just take a look at what they did with nuclear testing. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at what they did, what the EPA did just a couple of years ago, just as I was beginning here at InfoWars. And it's the same guy, Ed Markey, who is selling this Green New Deal with AOC, Occasional Cortex. And he was pushing EPA human testing with Obama's EPA administrator.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship. And I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about what happened out west. A big pollution spill was created, problem created by the EPA. Put heavy metals throughout the Animas River, a gold mine that hadn't been used since the 1920s. They went in and started messing with it. The mining engineer said, you're going to blow this thing up. You can't do that. That's not going to work. Are you deliberately trying to create an environmental disaster? Well, it appears that they did. Whether it was total incompetence or malevolence for bureaucratic purposes. You know, this is the same agency which, before Hillary Clinton's tens of thousands of emails violating national security, getting agents for the CIA murdered in China and so forth, before any of that happened, we had another email scandal. The very first email scandal came out of the EPA, and it was Lisa Jackson. You remember that? Thousands of emails. Richard Windsor, does that sound familiar to any of you? That was the name that she was using in her phony email account. I'm Richard Windsor, the trans administrator of the EPA. Now, she wasn't pretending to be a male except in her email. And she had thousands of emails, and as I started looking into this, they found out that she was emailing lobbyists in violation of federal law. Now, she quickly resigned as this started, and then we had other scandals that people moved on, right? Pay no attention. You know, we're not going to pay attention to that. We have a short attention span here, and the mainstream media is very capable of moving us from real scandals and real violations of national security to a Russian red herring, as we've seen over the last 2 years. And so, of course, she paid no penalty for that. She did resign very quickly. But before she resigned and before the emails were discovered, before the criminal violation of laws for which she never had to answer had occurred, perhaps in some of those emails, they'll find some correspondence between Lisa Jackson, the Obama EPA administrator who began the war on coal. Maybe they'll find some conspiracy emails between her and Ed Markey. Ed Markey is back in the news. He is now partnering not with Lisa Jackson and the EPA to do a war on coal, but with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He's now a senator from Massachusetts. He's working with AOC, the congresswoman. And they were the ones who rolled out the Green New Deal. They presented it, and he was right behind that. I want to go back and play for you because just as I was joining InfoWars a little over 6 years ago, they got caught, the EPA and Lisa Jackson and Ed Markey, all got caught doing human experimentation right there in North Carolina. We started out with North Carolina at the beginning of the program. We're getting back to North Carolina again. But right there in North Carolina in Research Triangle Park, that park that they set up there between the universities, and again, the universities dominate the economy in North Carolina, as they do in some other northeastern states. The rest of the country is pretty much dominated by Walmart employment, but not in North Carolina or the Northeast. It's there the university systems are the biggest employers. And so, as kind of a bone to the university systems, they took the three universities there, Duke, UNC Chapel Hill, and North Carolina State. And in the middle of that, they put in Research Triangle Park. That's where I went to work. That's why I went to North Carolina. And that was just going to be a research facility. As a matter of fact, the company I used to work for, Data General, it's kind of interesting. There was a book called The Soul of the New Machine. It was an account of the creation of Data General in Research Triangle Park. They had set up, I'm kind of going down in the weeds here, but it's kind of an interesting story, I'll tell you. They had set up an engineering group that was going to design the next generation of computers for Data General. Data General had come from, you know, before we had Silicon Valley, we had Route 128 up in Massachusetts. There was no way that I was going to go to work in Massachusetts, in Boston of all places. But I was interested in, you know, these people who were building a new computer that was going to be the next generation for Data General. The guy who started Data General, Ed DeCastro, had worked for DEC, Digital Equipment Corporation. He'd been their lead engineer. He left and started his own company. At the time, they were building mini computers. And so they were coming up with the next generation. They decided they would go to North Carolina. Why? Because it wasn't as hostile to business as Massachusetts. Massachusetts is very hostile to businesses. And so they were going to do a radical redesign of their computers. And turns out, and that's what the book was about, Tracy Kidder was embedded in the group that was in Massachusetts that eventually won. They didn't go with a radical new design. They maintained backwards compatibility and only did an incremental improvement in the system. And so he was doing it from the perspective of the people that were working at the then headquarters and remaining headquarters, and the competition between the two groups, and what happens as you design a new generation of computers. So it was an interesting book. Made me want to work for Data General at the time. But also there in Research Triangle Park is a big EPA facility. And at that EPA facility, as I was coming here to work for InfoWars, they were engaged in experimenting on humans. You know, just kind of like they did with Tuskegee, just like we found out that in Central America, you had some of the big hospitals and government agencies here were experimenting on people in Central America, giving them syphilis and observing them for their purposes. Well, you know, they were exposing people. They actually ran, and I've talked to Steve several times who did the research. He noticed that they called some ambulances for some people that they were doing experiments on. And he started looking to find out what happened with it. They were actually running ads to find people who had respiratory issues, heart issues, and then exposing them to levels of particulates that would, that were 70 times the level that they said would kill people. And here's Lisa Jackson and Ed Markey, and you notice this back and forth, that there's been some previous planning between the two of them to lie to the American people to say that particulate matter that is in the exhaust gases coming out of power plants and so forth is killing more people than cancer. Not making them sick, but killing them. Here's that clip.
How would you compare it to the fight against cancer? Reducing particulate matter.
Yeah, I was briefed not long ago. If we could reduce particulate matter to healthy levels, it would have the same impact as finding a cure for cancer in our country.
Can you say that sentence one more time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we'd raised this before.
If we could reduce particulate matter to levels that are healthy, we would have an identical impact to finding a cure for cancer.
That's a pretty good cumulative impact.
Well, and the difference is we know how to do that.
So the EPA administrator is telling us that
that's
570...
That's part of a larger report where I talked about that human experimentation, but he had arranged with her. Maybe he was emailing her under Richard Windsor. They had arranged that. Can you tell me about the cancer? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the cancer thing, yeah. Lying to people about that, and as she was giving that testimony, her agency, the EPA in North Carolina, RTP, was hooking people up to tailpipes. They took out the carbon monoxide because that is bad stuff. Exposing them to very high levels of particulates, hooking them up directly to diesel, hoping that these people that they had pre-selected with respiratory illness would have some kind of a reaction to this when they exposed them to 70 times what they said was allowed, so that they could increase the regulations on people. And now Markey is out there doing the same kind of fear-mongering with AOC. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. The green dream or whatever. That's not my words. That's Nancy Pelosi's words. She's trashing this rollout by Alexandria, Occasional Cortex, and Ed Markey and others who are putting this out there. But understand that it is not just her lunatic idea. This is an idea that has been very well planned, has been in the works for a very long time. Is to be rolled out, as she said, in about 10 years, 2030. That has been the date for the longest period of time. You know, they began with Earth Day back in 1970. It was global cooling, then global warming. Now it's climate change because they can't quite, you know, get the reality to match up with the models. But we got to have a global problem to have a global government and to have a global tax. And this is a plan that's coming from the UN. They called it UN Agenda 21. Got to get everybody out of the suburbs, out of the countryside, confiscate that land. They will find a way to put that to good use with their crony capitalist friends. Meanwhile, you need to move into the cities because, you know, we don't want to have urban sprawl. So our socialist urban planners make sure they don't build roads, they don't build parking spaces, they don't repair bridges. They build our cities in three dimensions, but our roads remain clogged in two dimensions. Same with our parking spaces, and they are working on ways to ration movement and to lock you up in the cities. They became more specific with their UN Agenda 21 sometime in the 21st century. They got more specific. It became the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. And as part of that, we have the takedown of the first world, the United States and Europe, turning us into third world economies. They're going to take away our ability to move, to own homes, and to eat meat and so forth. They're going to lock us up in the cities. They're going to tax and track our every movement. And everything will be owned by a few people. And we will be renters, renters of transportation, renters of housing, renters of everything. We're not going to be allowed to own anything. And so the big problem for the Democrats is that she spilled the beans. She told everybody, yeah, we're even going to take your airplanes. Ooh, that got people's attention, especially the people in Hawaii. I mean, even Mazie Hirono, who's a diehard communist socialist, said, well, I don't know how that's going to work out for the people of Hawaii. We'll have to think about that, you know. And you've got Nancy Pelosi, the Green Dream or whatever, trying to downplay this because she took some big, bold steps. So it remains to be seen whether she jumped the shark or not. Will she wake the American people up? Of course, she's saying deficits aren't so scary. And, of course, Republicans think that as well, obviously. The rest of us have to balance checkbooks. And just like gravity, the problem doesn't go away when the object gets bigger. That only happens in Looney Tunes cartoons and in Washington, D.C. You don't ever suspend gravity. And you don't suspend the gravity of deficit spending either. All this Keynesian economics and this hand-waving about macroeconomics, I mean, that's total bullshit. I'm sorry. bleep that out. But it is. It is. Bovine excrement. And the reality is we were always told by John Maynard Keynes, founder of that economic school of deception, that these deficits are something that we owe ourselves. No, they're not. They're what we owe. You know, we owe that to the Saudis and to the Chinese and so forth. And it's going to have to be paid for with taxes and with bonds. I call them bonds because you get enslaved into that. So it used to be called indentured servitude. It's going to be a debtor's prison. That's what these smart cities are going to become of Agenda 21. So it's going to be pretty hard for Hawaii, says Mazie Hirono. And they're trying to explain out of people the phase out of the internal combustion engine. Maybe this is a red pill moment for Americans, like it was for the people in France with the yellow vests. At some point, you're going to have to wake up, folks, and understand. And hopefully it can be done before it's too late. This is already going on quite a bit in Europe. They've taken the lead in this, and we haven't really been paying attention. I cover it all the time. Car makers, reports The Guardian, car makers are criticizing unrealistic EU plan to slash vehicle emissions by 2030. There's that magic date again. It isn't like there's some kind of a globalist plan or conspiracy to take away our energy independence and lock us up in the cities by 2030, is there? Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. Take a look at your city. They will have a 2030 plan in place. It is very pervasive. And so the EU countries are going to have to reduce CO2 emissions. And again, CO2 is what we breathe out. It is not a poison. It is what plants need to live. We have a closed loop design system. Of course, these people don't believe that we have a designer. They don't believe there's a God. They don't believe in a creator. They don't believe, in spite of what they see all around them, they'll study it, but they'll never see the design. That's the insanity of all this. And so, yeah, it is a closed system. Al Gore was saying, he just loves this Green New Deal. He goes, yes, we have to do this for Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Maybe that should be the new name for AOC. Mother Nature. Or maybe Nanny Nature. She does have a nanny nature, doesn't she? I think it's kind of going to go to the same route that Jennifer Lawrence went, a year or two ago? Where she and her then boyfriend, Darren Aronofsky, did that horrendous movie, Mother, and they put an exclamation mark behind it, just like failing Jeb Bush had to put an exclamation mark behind his name. You know, you put an exclamation mark behind something like that, it's an admission that it is boring and you don't want to have anything to do with it. And nobody wanted to have anything to do with that movie. And I don't think anybody's going to want to have anything to do with AOC's Mother Nature plans, her nanny nature plans. But in the EU, they're going to reduce natural carbon dioxide gases by 37.5% by 2030. And the European car industry, as The Guardian says, reacted with fury, saying the commitment was driven purely by political motives and is totally unrealistic. And they're right. It is puerile, just like Occasional Cortex herself. They said it would have a seismic impact on jobs. That's right. You're not going to have jobs making stuff. You're going to have jobs spying on other people and manipulating other people. Because you'll be working for the government plantation. You'll be working for AOC, those authoritarians. The European Commission's vice president for energy, however, said just the opposite. He said, this is another credible step in the implementation of the Paris Agreement, but also another decisive step in support of the long-term competitiveness of European industry. How's that for Orwellian doublespeak? Is it going to shut down the car industry and private transportation? He talks about long-term competitiveness of the very industry that he's moving to shut down. France and the UK have announced plans to ban sales of gas and diesel cars by 2040. Now, see, we just had Occasional Cortex announce that ban yesterday. But this has been in the works for quite some time in France and the UK. And in various cities throughout Germany, which they don't mention in the Guardian article, have already said, well, we're going to start banning internal combustion engines. You're going to have all the combustion take place at the power plant, if there is any energy generated at all. And the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, is going to be phasing out congestion charge exemptions, even for hybrid cars. Nobody's going to have anything but electric cars. Does this sound familiar? See, this is not Occasional Cortex's idea. She doesn't have any idea. She is a salesperson to sell this lie to you. And at the same time that this is happening there, they're going to raise by 6 times the congestion charge. You'll pay, if you go into London, into Sadiq Khan's London, you'll pay more than $15 a day just for the privilege of going in. And now you got Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, saying, yeah, we're going to hike your subway fares by 30% unless you let us do congestion charges. It's a global plan. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm going to leave socialism and transportation. I got much more that I could say about this. I've been talking about this issue for a very long time. It came to a head yesterday. Hopefully, they'll start waking people up. They got people like Andrew Cuomo, the governor, saying, we're going to have congestion charges just like they do in London. Or, I'm going to raise your subway fares by 30%. How's that? We need to wake up to what these people are doing because they are going to be banning all internal combustion engines, all available energy supplies. They're going to get rid of airplanes. They are going to take us back into the Stone Age. It is like Mao's Cultural Revolution. And this is coming not from, this is not the brainchild of Occasional Cortex. She doesn't have a brain. She is revealing this to us. We owe her a debt of gratitude for being not only inconsistent, but also for, I think, jumping the shark and giving us the full spectrum of where this is going to be. Yeah, taking your meat, too. Take your car, take your plane, take your meat. You know, going to lock you up in the cities. I've been telling you this for a long time. 5G is still rolling out. That's one of the things that they've got to have in order to enact the kind of Chinese control that they want to have over us as well inside the cities. But hopefully people are going to wake up. But I want to move on now to some health issues. I've only got one more segment left. We had a Supreme Court decision hit yesterday. Surprise, surprise, Ginsburg is still alive, apparently. At least she voted. Maybe she, there's no pictures, I guess, of her going into the courthouse. Maybe she phoned it in. Is there any proof of life yet? I don't know. Nevertheless, they have recorded a vote from her in a 5-4 vote. They shut down a anti-abortion law coming out of Louisiana. It was an emergency application by Shreveport-based abortion provider Hope Medical Group for Women to block a Republican-backed law from going into effect. What was this horrendous law? Well, you know, they keep telling us this is about women's health. But they're not concerned about women's health. They just want to have as many abortions as possible. It's very similar to a law that we had here in Texas. Where did that law come from? Well, that came after the horrendous Gosnell case in Pennsylvania, where you got this guy killing babies born alive, which now the, you know, the governor of New York is proud of, and the governor of Virginia is proud of, and the governor, Democrat governor of Rhode Island wants to have it kill kids at full term. No problem. Well, we got a guy that's already serving time in prison for doing that, Gosnell. And there was a woman, a minority woman, an immigrant woman, who actually died in his clinic because there were complications in the operation and they couldn't get a gurney to her for 40 minutes because of the way the building was poorly constructed. The doorways and hallways were too narrow. So people here in Texas said, oh, you want to do this? You say this is for women's health? Then you're not going to be allowed to have an abortion clinic unless you have doors so we can get gurneys through there to get them out and to get them to a hospital. And when that came before the Supreme Court, Roberts, who just stuck the knife in our back again, or maybe we should say stuck it in the baby's backs, Justice Roberts, had dissented in that Texas case. But now he's got to be the swing liberal to take the place of Kennedy. Kavanaugh hopefully is not going to go that way as well, but at least now he's keeping up appearances. Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Alito, and Thomas said, no, it's okay to say that you have to have the doctors who are performing abortion, let's put doctors in air quotes here, the doctors performing the abortion have to have admitting privileges at a hospital that's within 30 miles of the clinic. That was the law in Louisiana. Very similar, again, to the law that was here in Texas that Roberts said, I think even though the liberal majority at the time, with Kennedy there, they struck that down 5-4, and Roberts could pretend at that point in time to be a conservative. Remember, this is the guy, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who was put in that position by George W. Bush, our so-called pro-life conservative president, part of the Bush family clan that's been part of Planned Parenthood from the inception. Prescott Bush was a treasure for Margaret Sanger. He wrote both of the opinions about Obamacare, both the dissenting and the concurring opinion. He is a man of two minds. He can easily go either way. He definitely is a swing judge. He is a political operative, Chief Justice John Roberts. And so now he's voted with the other liberals in a 5-4 decision. And, that's the way that is going down. All right, I'm going to do a plug here. I didn't do a plug earlier in this hour. I want to remind you folks, as we said before, there's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no such thing as free speech if we can't fund it. And they're trying to make sure that we can't fund ads, that we can't get onto social media and so forth. But we do have a way that you can support us. We sell natural products that help your health. And we do it at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some great discounts right now. Take a look at something like bone broth, for example. I mean, you know, is there something wrong with bone broth? No, that's actually very good for you. That is something people have known has been very good. We've upgraded that. Super Nutrients, Ultimate Bone Broth now, 50% off. Another product, as I mentioned earlier, it's both an antibiotic and it's also antiviral, and that is silver, nano silver. It's used by hospitals. Wound dressings for people who have severe burns, second, third degree burns, very susceptible to infections. They use silver wound dressing. You can get that for yourself and your family right now. It doesn't have any negative side effects like antibiotics, and it works for viruses as well. Also, immune gargle spray. You can use that to fight the bacteria that causes gum disease, tooth loss, heart disease, all those things caused by bacteria in your mouth alone. So immune gargle spray with nanosilver, you can get those two together. 40% off the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel and Immune Gargle. And finally, one more special, Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force together. You can save 50% off the Brain Force if you buy it in the combo. You know, I said earlier, it makes me so angry to hear people criticize the natural products that we have when most of the news is supported by Big Pharma. You want to know where I was yesterday? I thought my wife was going to die yesterday morning from pharmaceutical drugs she had. She had a hip replacement operation a week ago. For 5 days, she was on pain medication. And I told the doctors and said, no, we're not doing any opioids. They wanted, had two different types of opioids they wanted to give her. No, we're not doing that. Not doing that. Not gonna put me in that tar baby. And so, you know, she's gonna take over the counter medications like Rand Paul warned everybody that, you know, I'm not taking any of those opioids, even though he had, a half dozen broken ribs or something. And, so they gave her this drug, gabapentin. It is something that's created by Pfizer. They created it for epileptic seizures, but of course, We know the thing that really works with epilepsy is marijuana. Most of these pharmaceutical drugs don't have any effect at all, so they had to come up with some other way to sell this. So they come up with off-label uses, things that are tangential to it. And now you've got a lot of doctors just prescribing it for general pain relief. And when I picked this prescription up, I said to the pharmacist, I said, now, and I told that to the doctor. I said, I don't want anything that is going to be addictive. I know that, you know, this is a pharmaceutical painkiller. I'm worried about that. Oh, no, this is fine. This is fine. And I said, well, if you're not going to take the opioid stuff, we'll give this to her intravenously before she leaves, help you make the trip home. And she had not had any, we thought that they had injured her throat by putting anesthesia down it. And they said, no, she didn't have anything put down her throat. We then realized that that was one of the symptoms of this drug that she had. It sounded like it scraped her throat. She had all these different symptoms, dizziness, headaches that wouldn't go away. And she's had some sinus problems. She said, boy, my sinuses have gotten so bad, I'm going to have an operation. In the past, she's always been able to get relief with pollen block. That's the only thing that's ever worked for her. She's tried neti pots, everything else, but only pollen block would work. But she couldn't get relief from that with this after this operation. So she had packed headaches, dizziness, the sore throat thing, which is one of the symptoms of gabapentin. She told me later, she had tremors one night, ataxia, cerebral palsy type of tremors. She had that one night, sweating one night. She was having double vision. And then yesterday, I thought she died. She passed out. I caught her as I was getting ready to go to work. She just collapsed on the floor. Her eyes are wide open, just staring into space. It scared me to death. Thanks to that drug, I started looking. I did a deep dive on that. And, yeah, it's a narcotic. It's a Schedule 6. That's what the pharmacist said. Oh, no, it's just a Schedule 6. It's no problem at all. Yeah, it's a narcotic. These people who say marijuana is a Schedule 1, but, you know, they put meth and crack cocaine further down. They put this drug further down. Absolutely amazing. They said, well, you got to watch out for withdrawal seizures. But we went cold turkey on it. She'd only been on it for 5 days. And she woke up this morning, she said, I don't have a headache, I don't have double vision, I'm not sweating, I'm not dizzy, this is the first time I've felt normal since the operation. That's the products that the other people sell. And that's what we allow them to do to us. It's nothing but poison. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant brain kits with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential. Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.